Back with another Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio, sitting down and chatting with Farmington Knights Jr. Brendan Hardy, selected to the Dream Team by area coaches. Brendan, congrats on making the Dream Team. The coaches definitely thought you were one of the guys deserving, and the vote showed that. So what's it like to know that your opponents, your opposition, felt like you were good enough to make the Dream Team?
Well, I'm very grateful, and it's nice to know that I was able to stand out to them, and it's such an honor to be picked along with such a great group of guys. I know most of them. I played against them my whole life, and it's an honor to be a part of this club.
And definitely an elite class to be in this year. Very difficult to make it onto the Dream Team, but it felt like early on, just watching you play this year, your game had elevated so much from a year ago. It was hard to ignore. What kind of work did you put in from last season to this being your Dream Team season?
Well, I really worked on my strengths, because that's the most important thing, I thought, for me. I also play all year round with the AAU team. We go to different states to play, and I just thought that was really important for me. And I was able to take a bigger role on the team this year, and I had confidence from my coaches and my teammates, so they let me step up.
It seemed like your jump shot really went to another level. There were times throughout the year where it felt like there was no contested shot for you on the floor. Every shot seemed like a good look. I know that you were going to say that you felt like there were some contested shots, but how much different was it on the floor this year for you? It seemed like things just kind of slowed down a bit.
One thing I really did work on was my pull-up jump shot, because if you watch college games, that's a tough shot to guard. And when you have a high release, it's almost unguardable unless you're right up in them. So I really worked on that, and it helped out a lot in my game.
And it definitely showed this year. That jumper was silky, silky smooth. You come from a pretty a basketball family, pretty much, where everybody has a part of it. There's still a lot of your family still a part of the basketball in this community. Do you think that competitive nature just as a whole helps elevate your game as well?
Yeah. My brother, he was a big part of my success. He was always there to wake me up, say, okay, come on, we got to work out. He did a lot of my training for me. And then also my cousin Hayden, we played on Jackson team together, and we went all around. That really helped too. And then the help and support of my parents and all my family really helped.
And how cool is it to be on the Dream Team, just 10 guys, and one of those guys being Hayden as well?
Oh, it's such an honor. These are all great ball players, and I play against them all my whole life, and it's just such a great honor to be part of such a great group of guys and the team.
Now, you play on a pretty young basketball team, but a very successful basketball team under Coach Justin Callahan. What's it like to play under Justin Callahan? I mean, it seems like he is a very, very intelligent guy when it comes to the game of basketball.
Yes, he is very, very intelligent. And to play with such a grit, like to play with such a young group of guys, they might have the younger age, but they have a lot of experience in the basketball game, and I wouldn't be where I am today without them, because they really helped me and supported me and got me through some tough times in the season. And then Coach Callahan, such a great coach, he helps tremendously with just everything that we do as a team, and we couldn't have done it without him and the guys.
Did he help you out this year sliding into a leadership role? I know a lot of guys don't really have to take that on until their senior year. It seemed like something that you accepted early on this season, realizing that the mood of the team, the flow of the team, was something that you could affect. How did that leadership role come about?
He made it clear early on in the season that me and Alex were the captains, and that we needed to get the team going. Not just me and Alex, but me, Tyson, and Cole, and everybody else. We just we bonded really well as a team, and he saw that, and then I'm lucky enough for him to choose me out of the group of guys to be the captain.
Hey, you lived up to some of those big moments this season, but throughout all season long in tournaments and big moments, you guys were right there. And what do you think stands out to you as your favorite moment from this past season?
I don't know. There have been a lot of great moments this year. I don't know. Something about the Christmas tournament really stood out to me. I've never won one of those, and we've always been so close in the semifinal game, and then we always lost by barely. barely any or barely enough. And so we'd always end up playing for third. But this year, we got it done. We went to the championship, and then we ended up winning. And I thought that definitely stood out most to me.
How nice was it to have that gold ball trophy and know that the seniors on that team were going to get their hands on it too?
Oh, well, just like I said, after the game interview, Alex talked about it all week, how that's all he wanted was to hold up that golden ball his senior year, and we finally got it done.
So what's something that you want to improve going into next season? If you had to pinpoint something about your game, what's still out there for you to improve?
I could really work on my ball handling and my on-ball defense and just getting stronger as a person. And you can always improve in the game.
Once again, talking with Farmington Knights Junior Dream Team basketball player Brendan Hardy. Brendan, before I let you go, I want to know who behind the scenes helped you this throughout your basketball career, throughout this season? Who was it behind the scenes that we don't get to see that was a big driving force for you?
Well, it's always my parents. They helped me through a lot on and off the court. And then another big thanks is to my brother, DJ Hardy. You guys have saw him play. But I think without him, I don't know if I would be where I am today, because he's my motivation. He's what drives me and what motivates me to do and wake up and work out and just try to improve as much as I can.
Once again, Farmington Knights Junior Dream Team basketball player Brendan Hardy joining us on Regional Radio. Brendan, I appreciate it. Congratulations, and I hope we can see you at the ceremony.